Welcome, welcome to WMUC College Park FM Radio. You're listening to Roadside Picnic with Josh Hananel. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead, get started with a PSA, and then I'll introduce you to my show. Thank you very much.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Once again, you're listening to WMUC FM, College Park. This is Josh Hananel with Roadside Picnic. And today is my first show on the FM channel. So I'm very excited. I hope you are too. I have what I think could be one of my greatest pieces ever, my magnum opus potentially, because today we will be playing some self-aware heartbreak songs. And I created this concoction of music because I find that the lyrics of a song can really drive home a lot of what you feel in a song, not just the music, not just the instruments or how the voice sounds, but what the singer talks about. And I found these artists to have a very keen awareness of the difficulties of the romantic relationships they're involved in. I would say, yeah, mostly about love and romance, and they have a lot of very poetic observations in the situations that they face. So I find these songs to be very beautiful. So I'll start off with some Fiona Apple, Frou Frou, and Amy Winehouse. And then after each a few songs, I'll talk about them, see what we can connect in the theme. So make sure you're listening for this theme of self-aware heartbreak, where you can be in a romantic relationship and be self-aware of something that is maybe going wrong, but it's about your feelings versus your rationality, the heart versus mind. So let's start off with Paper Bag by Fiona Apple.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my body. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. All we kill is girls. I know I'm a mess, he don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know. Shaggy, the old hunger hurts, but starving works me when it calls. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want him so bad. Oh, it kills because I know that I'm a mess and he don't want to clean up. I got to fall because these hands are just too shaggy. The old hunger hurts, but starving it works when it calls. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want him so bad. Oh, it kills me cause I know that I'm a mess. You don't want to clean up. I got to fall because these hands are just too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving it works when it falls. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want him so bad. Oh, it kills me cause I know that I'm a mess.
All right, so that was my first song, Paper Bag, by Fiona Apple, while I'm adjusting some of the sound volumes to see if I can get this to play a little bit better for you all. What I really like about that first song, and I'll connect this to the other ones as we go along, is how the metaphors that she uses in the song about seeing her romantic relationship kind of as a paper bag floating in the wind, like Fireworks by Katy Perry, but also being disappointed when she thinks it is a bird. So let's see if I can get this next song, A New Kind of Love, which is a very good song. I'd be disappointed if it, for some reason, if it plays silently. I would not be a fan of that. So let's go get going with Frou Frou. House and Fiona Apple and Imogen Heap have a lot of very poetic observations about the situations that they're in. As I mentioned earlier with Paper Bag, a very simple but a very powerful metaphor of Fiona looking for a star, something to dream on. She's having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy, which is a very interesting word to use there. A fix, like this is kind of a drug almost. and she sees this dove in the air, but then boom, it becomes a paper bag. And it's a really interesting metaphor as well, where she says, hunger hurts, but starving works. And I found that to mean that she can deal with starving and getting absolutely nothing. But the problem is this boy is giving her just enough to keep her hungry. And it hurts so bad that she just... It is killing her, and she just has to fold this hand, this relationship, and you know she doesn't feel justified in this. She says, "Put a little love in my void." He said, "Hey, it's all in your head." She says, "I said so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but it was just a little boy." I find that very interesting in connection to "He Can Only Hold Her" by Amy Winehouse. Kind of a brutal song to this. It's going to be similar to a song I play later by Joji called "Glimpse of Us," where she is Amy Winehouse in this, or Amy Winehouse is talking about a woman in this situation where she says she's content in his warmth, but she is really missing someone else, and searching for that man that she misses, and as she says, the man that he longs to be. And you know, she is so vacant, her soul's taken, and we get the famous line, the lights are on but no one's home. And in connection, paper bag with a new kind of love, very more of an alternative song by Fru Fru, where she says she only feels that she's falling in love, but she kind of wants more proof of that. So in a sense, she is hungry as well, but she doesn't want to be hungry or starving. She wants to feel the love. If you're falling in love, let me feel it. Come on. And I think these three songs connect very well with this idea of a self-aware kind of heartbreak. And of course, if you've been on the internet lately, you might have a prediction to what song I'll play next. But let's get more into some self-aware heartbreak with Jeff Buckley's "Lover, You Should Have Come Over."
Too old to just break free and run. open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't.
Thank you. still. All I can feel is the time standing still as you put down the keys and say, don't call me, please. While the radio plays, I think I need a new heart. Oh, I think I need a new I put it in a song, so the radio plays. I think I need a new heart, just for you. I think I need a new heart, 'cause I always say I love you when I mean turn out the light, and I say let's run away when I just mean stay the night. But the words you want to hear, you will never hear from me. I'll never say happy anniversary. Never stay to say happy anniversary. So I think I need a new heart. Oh, I think I need a new heart.
You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. And once again, this is Josh Hananel with Roadside Picnic. And some people say that's Lover You Should Have Come Over and Sparks are a little overplayed, but I disagree with that. But just in case, I threw in The Magnetic Fields, which was actually a recommendation from my dad. And I noticed I lost 3 listeners, which is okay. But I find these 3 songs interesting because they have 3 different ways to tell a similar theme of contradiction. We have Lover You Should Have Come Over, which is a very powerful sad song, where Sparks is more of a quiet sad song. But then we have I Think I Need a New Heart, which is kind of... it's very ironically upbeat, but they tell this theme of contradiction of what your heart is telling you versus what your mind is telling you. Or Jeff Buckley, you're too young to keep good love from going wrong. This contradiction of old versus young. Feeling kind of stuck in the middle. And then Sparks, he doesn't know if he drove away his lover, but his heart is still his lover's. And I find interesting about the Magnetic Field song is how authentic it is. But he could only tell this through a song. He doesn't want to say happy anniversary. He says, I love you, but he means turn out the light. So he has the rational thinking to think he needs a new heart, because he feels that what he's feeling isn't what he should be feeling, which is a very... kind of complex realization to have, especially with going back to to Jeff Buckley when he says, and I'll correct it this time, too young to hold on and too old to just break free and run. He's kind of in this contradictory gray zone. And I'm sure he's yearning. He has a deep infatuation or love, which is different than what the magnetic fields is saying. Because he really feels like he needs a new heart. But I think after listening to this playlist, I think it's possible that many people would want to switch out their heart. Especially this next guy goes by Joji, and this is not his original song, or he didn't write it, but when it came out, it made a very big storm on social media. And if you listen to the lyrics, you will know why. And yeah, I find it very similar to the Amy Winehouse song I played earlier. So yeah, let's check it out. Let's listen to Joji.
She'd take the world off my shoulders if it was ever hard to move. She turned the rain to a rainbow when I was living in the blue. Why then, if she's so perfect,
do I still wish that it was you?
Perfect don't mean that it's working, so what can I do when you're out of sight? Sometimes I look in her eyes, and that's where I find a glimpse of us. And I try to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking of the way it was. Said I'm fine and said I moved on. I'm only here passing time in her arms, hoping I'll find a glimpse. Does he laugh the way I did? Is this a part of your story, one that I had never lived? Maybe one day you feel lonely,
and in his eyes you'll get a glimpse.
Maybe you'll start slipping slowly and find me again. Sometimes I look in her eyes, and that's where I find a glimpse of us. And I try to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking of the way it was. Said I'm fine and said I moved on. I'm only here passing time in her arms, hoping I'll find a glimpse.
it easy, babe, if you believe me. I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me. It can't be that easy, babe, if you believe me. I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me. It can't be that easy, babe, if you believe me. I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me. It can't be that easy, babe, if you believe me. I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace.
Sure how to feel about it, something in the way you move. cause I need this hole gone. Funny you're the broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me out the way I want you to stay. Stay. I want you to stay.
Devastating. I want to appreciate if you are have been staying through these songs. I know it's very difficult, some of them. And by the way, you're listening to WMUC FM, College Park. And this is Josh Hanlon with Roadside Picnic. And let's get into these last three songs. Especially Glimpse of Us and Stay. Very, very brutal song. And I think Glimpse of Us reminds me a lot of the Amy Winehouse song, He Can Only Hold Her, because they're both in a relationship where they're thinking about, is this really how I should feel? And they're having a lot of conflicted thoughts about past relationships. And that also goes back to, I think I need a new heart. Is this how I really should be feeling? What is going on here? And it's, throughout all these songs, there's, I've compiled some themes. I want to see if it resonates with anyone. A lot of these singers are regretful, and they do have some self-blame, and they have this dual nature of conflicting feelings, as we've seen through many of these, especially with Stay, which is actually very timely given A$AP Rocky's release from prison. Now him and Rihanna are now free sailing. They can be together. Even Rihanna is not really sure how to feel about it. It's very complex. And as we go into our last song by Sade, I think it will really come to a climax of this idea of conflicting emotions. And there really is no true answer. But one thought that I had, which will maybe be insightful for anyone listening, is this idea of self-blame throughout these pieces of art, especially and I think I Need a New Heart, because he says the only way he can do it is in a song. So I was thinking about the idea of repenting through art, and I was thinking about this idea from this Russian philosophical novel called The Brothers Karamazov, where this Christian monk says that once you are aware of a flaw or a mistake within yourself, the fact that you've noticed it instantly cleanses you of that, that your involvement in that mistake. And it's a very radical idea, but I think that it can help. And it also makes me think about this poem, Wild Geese by Mary Oliver, where she says, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. and I'm sure some people have heard of it, but it's very powerful, about this idea of self-blame and what can you move toward, which I think we do have to at some point accept ourselves, and I think Jeff Buckley dealt with this a lot, a lot of relationship suffering, and I think that there is an answer that we can find as listeners, as enjoyers of music. We can find solutions to the problems we face, if we listen closely and over and over and kind of embed these ideas of essentially poetry in this music that's very complex. We can get to that point of further accepting ourselves and figuring out what to do with these conflicting emotions. I mean, Joji, it's brutal. He says, sometimes I look in her eyes and that's where I find a glimpse of us. And he tries to fall for, the touch of this girl, but he's thinking of, his past relationship where, he felt, loved there. He says he's only passing time. So how do you get through that? How do you get a new heart? Maybe it's not getting a new heart,